Isaiah chapter 41. Be silent towards me, you coastlands, and may the nations revive their strength. Let them approach at that time, and let them speak. Let us draw near together for judgment. Whom did he raise up from the east? He called him to righteousness in his footsteps. He set nations before him, and he had him subdue kings. He made them like the dust with his sword, like chaff driven about with his bow. He pursued them. He came through in safety a longer way which he had not taken on foot. Who has performed it and accomplished it, calling generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first and with the last. I am he. The coastlands have seen it, and they feared. The ends of the earth trembled. They approached and came. They helped each other, and each said to his brother, "Take courage." And the artisan encouraged the refiner, and he who hammers thin encouraged him who strikes on the anvil, as he said, "It is right for soldering." And he fastened it with rivets, which would not come loose. But you, Israel, are my servant, and Jacob, you whom I chose, are the seed of my friend Abraham. And I took you from the ends of the earth, and I called you from its remote parts. And I said to you, "You are my servant. I have chosen you, and I have not rejected you. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will support you with my righteous right hand. Behold, they will be put to shame, and they will be disgraced. All who were furious with you will be as nothing, and the men who contended with you will perish. You will seek them, but you will not find them. The men who strove with you will be as nothing, and the men who fought you will be as a void. For I am the Lord your God, who will hold your right hand, who says to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you.' Do not fear, Jacob, worm that you are, you men of Israel, I will help you, says the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I have made you into a threshing board, sharp and new, with many cutting edges. You will thresh mountains and grind them small, and you will make hills like chaff. You will winnow them, and the wind will carry them away, and a storm will scatter them. And you will rejoice in the Lord. You will boast in the Holy One of Israel. The poor and the needy seek water, but there isn't any. Their tongue has dried up from thirst. I, the Lord, will answer them. The God of Israel will not desert them. I will open up rivers on high ground and springs in the middle of valleys. I will make the desert a pool of water and arid land a fountain of water. I will put in the desert cedar and acacia and myrtle and oil-yielding trees. I will place in the arid regions cypress, elm, and box trees together, in order that they may see, and know, and take note, and act wisely together, for the hand of the Lord has done this, and the Holy One of Israel has brought it about. Advance your arguments, says the Lord. Bring forward your strong reasoning, says the King of Jacob. Let them produce it, and tell us what things are going to take place, and what the first things were. Tell us, and we will pay attention, so that we may know their end result, or make known to us things to come. Tell us the things which are going to happen in the future, so that we may know, for you are gods, and also do good or do evil, so we can be overawed and fear together. Look, you are less than nothing, and your practices are less than vacuous, and he who chooses you is an abomination. I have raised one up from the north, and he shall come. From the rising of the sun he will proclaim my name, and he will cut through administrators like loam, and as a potter treads clay. Who has told it in advance, so that we may know, and beforehand, so that we may say, quite right? There just isn't anyone who tells it. There just isn't anyone who proclaims it. How much less is there anyone hearing your proclamations? First, I will say to Zion, look, here they are. Then I will give to Jerusalem someone who brings good news. And I looked, but there was no one, and I sought among them, but there was no counsellor, nor when I questioned them, were there any who could answer. Behold, they are all vanity, their works are without substance, their cast images are wind and wreckage.